A scary costume choice. Helen looked in a mirror. The costume she chose for the harvest party was amazing. She looked like a real pirate. She couldn't wait to show her friends. After school the next day, Helen invited Rhonda and Levon over. She quickly changed into her pirate outfit. Ta-da! Rhonda and Levon burst into laughter. "You're wearing that?" said Rhonda. "How boring. I'm going to be Taylor Swift." "And I'm going to be Barbie," stated Levon. "You should pick something else, Helen. Pirates are just not cool anymore." As they left, Helen erupted into tears. "Mom, I hate this costume," she cried. "What?" asked Mom. "You loved your costume yesterday. What happened?" Helen told her what Rhonda and Levon had said. "Everyone's going to laugh at me." "Do you really hate your costume, Helen? Or have you let your fear of what others think take all your happiness away?" Helen had to admit she was now afraid to show up in a costume she loved. She didn't want to be laughed at. "Helen, what will you do if your friends steal candy from the store and warn you that they'll never be your friends again if you tell? Will you let your fear of losing friends stop you from doing the right thing?" That was a hard question. "At times like this, we ask God for courage," said Mom. "If you start letting your fear of what others think stop you from doing things you love or doing what's right, you're headed down a very dangerous path. You need to grow your courage. Choose what is right. Choose to be who you are. If you love your pirate costume, wear it. Ask God for courage, then trust Him to be with you, even if you're afraid." Mom and Helen prayed together and asked God for courage. The day of the costume party, Helen nervously walked to school. She prayed again and asked God to be with her. She tried to avoid Rhonda and Levon. "Oh, look," exclaimed her teacher. "We have another pirate." Samantha quickly rushed over and gave Helen a hug. "We're twins." Two boys also dressed as pirates. It was a wonderful party. Helen felt amazing when she got home. She had done the right thing and learned that God really does give courage to those who ask.